U.S. President Donald Trump is celebrating the release of the special counsel's Russia report, claiming again there was no collusion or obstruction. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The report says the president was stunned when Bob Mueller was named to begin the investigation, slumping in a chair and saying it was the end of his presidency. But after walking into the East Room today for an event with wounded veterans, the president declared he's having a good day, albeit not one he wants to repeat.
It should never happen to another president again.
Still, the report lays out several of his attempts to block the investigation, saying they were mostly unsuccessful because people surrounding him refused to go along. In the end, Mueller says they could not conclusively determine whether the president committed criminal obstruction of justice. Sagar Magani at the White House.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will visit Russia later this month to meet with President Vladimir Putin. North Korea also said on Thursday it no longer wanted to deal with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Pyongyang said Pompeo should be replaced in talks by someone more mature. The report came hours after North Korea announced its first weapons test since nuclear talks broke down earlier this year. North Korea announced that leader Kim Jong-un had overseen the testing of a new tactical guided weapon. The KCNA said the weapon has a peculiar mode of guiding flight and a powerful warhead. No details were given on the weapon tested, but tactical implied a short-range weapon rather than the long-range ballistic missiles that have been seen as a threat to the United States. U.S. government officials were not immediately available for comment on the call to replace Pompeo. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
For updates to these stories and more, visit our website 24 hours a day or download our mobile application. This is VOA News. Pakistan warned Thursday that an escalation in hostilities could derail U.S.-led peace efforts in Afghanistan, although it apparently refrained from condemning Taliban insurgents for unleashing their annual spring offensive in the neighboring country. The Taliban announced the new offensive last Friday amid expectations their ongoing direct peace talks with U.S. interlocutors would discourage the insurgent group from going ahead with this year's spring operations, which mark an intensification in the Afghan war, now in its 18th year. Indonesia's elections, unofficial results show that incumbent President Joko Widodo leads by a comfortable margin against challenger Prabowo Subianto. The quick count showed Widodo winning with around 54% of ballots cast. Reuters' Tom Allard is in the capital of Jakarta.
Prabowo Subianto, Jokowi's challenger, is seen as a much bigger risk for Indonesia. He has a volatile temper and a poor human rights record from his time as Special Forces Commander. He also has strong ties to the elites who still control much of the economy 21 years after the fall of the corrupt dictator Suharto. He's also called for vigilance by his supporters, but not street protests at this stage. It will be interesting to see if he mobilises big protests after Friday prayers when he has planned a rally. A challenge by Prabowo's team to the election result in the Constitutional Court is a distinct possibility.
That was Reuters' Tom Allard. Official results in the election are expected in May. A time-lapse camera installed just hours before Monday's devastating blaze at the Notre Dame de Paris may contain vital clues as to what caused the inferno. VOA's Philip Alexio has that story.
Footage from the camera placed on the northern bell tower is now in the hands of investigators. But investigators have been unable to access some of the areas of Notre Dame, including its two bell towers. Other areas of the historic site have remained too dangerous to enter more than 72 hours after the fire. So far, the authorities have said that the fire appears accidental, although they have not ruled out arson. The damage to one of France's best-loved monuments prompted an outpouring of national sorrow and urgent calls for the authorities to find out what caused the fire. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
A report released Thursday concludes disdain for journalists throughout the world has increased during the past year. The reason stated in the 2019 World Press Freedom Index report was due primarily to the behavior of authoritarian leaders. The report said the United States ranking in the annual index of press freedom declined for the third time in 3 years, a result of U.S. President Donald Trump's regular threats to reporters and remarks about the media. A strong earthquake shook eastern Taiwan on Thursday, causing scattered life damage in the capital along the eastern coast. 17 people were injured. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
It's VOA.